This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, February 28th, 2024. How's it going?
Quite well, Matt, man. How are you?
It sucks.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Why?
It's just a bunch of crap.
That sucks. That's too bad.
Bunch of bull. I want to say it so hard right now. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep up doing this, getting up, doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of hate it now.
I hate getting
up this damn early now.
Yeah, I get you on that.
I was in bed at 8:30 last night. Mm-hmm. It's like, what is it for? So you can go home and sit while everybody else is at work? Blows.
Yeah, I've been there, and I know that feeling. I know how bad it sucks. Because, yeah, we get off early, and it seems like a blessing, but then you go, like, there's nothing to do. Nobody's around.
There's plenty to do, just nothing to, you know. And then at nighttime, it's like, oh, God, I got to go to bed early.
Everybody gets off work, you're winding down to go to bed when everybody else is doing stuff. Like recreational fun stuff.
No longer when they say you're, what is it they say? Should be happy to have a job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, you should be happy. I want to work there.
I agree with that. I think, in general, that's how it should
Bitch.
Be.
Bitch.
God, what a warning.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
About had it.
What about, you think like a midday type of shift you'd like? Or
No.
That's the thing. It's better, I think, to get it out of the way first. And
go home.
But, you know, some people just.
No, I would not work in radio ever again. It's very.
Like if they offered you to like this, to like move this to middays.
No.
So I could appease you.
You don't have the same listeners then.
That's true.
So you just don't want to do it anymore?
I mean, it's not all the glory that it seems like or whatever. And, you know, we don't wear shirts and ties and dresses, so we're looked at as lemmings.
And we're from here.
And we've worked here longer than, except three people in the whole, four yeah. people in the whole building.
Yeah.
And they've been here since the building was built.
Yeah.
I'd be lying.
Again, I will never come on and la-di-da you. I just won't. Just won't do it.
I go through the same stuff here. Probably more so lately than ever. You just wonder if you kind of peaked.
Yeah. And I think the answer is yes.
Like, when is there a point to where you look at it and say, you know, I'm glad to have done that. Instead of like, hey, I'm doing this. Like, hey, I did it, you know. Maybe do something else.
Yeah. I'm exploring.
It's an interesting
question. I'm like Dora.
You should always explore. Like a Ford.
Yeah.
You used to drive one. You should go on expeditions. Take excursions.
That's true.
Maybe you need a break.
No, you don't listen.
If you're overwhelmed.
That's not how it works, though.
Yeah, you don't listen. Oh, boy. How are you, though?
I'm all right.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Balance it out for me.
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, a little gassy.
Oh, yeah.
But that affects all of us, and I'm sorry if it happens.
I was cranking them out yesterday, but they didn't have a smell to
them. No, just like loud air.
Those are fun, though.
Just some noisy wind.
Noisy wind.
Yeah. All right, got up early.
Like, you feel it, too. Like, I don't want to harp on it, but.
No, mm-hmm. Please do, because it's like the only place to talk about it.
Yeah, it is.
You kind of feel like you're at the point to where, like, it's a cool job, but if it didn't have it, like, if you didn't have it anymore, it wouldn't be the worst thing to happen.
Like, okay, I'm not going to say all that now.
Well, I mean, it's kind of, I don't know how you could say one without the other. They kind of seem to connect.
The passion is there. The other stuff just doesn't meet up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there was a time.
I got 2 months left on my contract, is what I'm saying.
There was a time earlier on where you couldn't, like, you'd never envision yourself walking away from it. And then over time, it's not as difficult to see that at some point in the future.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But that's true of anything and anybody in any walk of life, I imagine, right?
Great song.
Yeah.
It's like you were saying, people that were leaving jobs after 2 and 3 years, that seems, it seems a little fast. Like, but maybe some people need that constant switch.
Well, after like 20, 21 years, you kind of like, okay, that's the way it is. Also a good song.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's a good song. I'm not there, but that's a good reflection point after 20 years.
I'm a granddad. You don't talk to me like I'm a kid. You just don't do it.
That's a good point.
It's like, I will forever give you double birds right to your face within a millimeter of your face. And there won't be anything you will be able to do about it. Nothing.
Yeah. We would see. We came of age in the era of Stone Cold.
Yeah. Yeah. When I was 26, I became of age.
Well, you know.
Yeah, people got to remember. You know, everybody grows up. You got to remember who you're talking to at a certain point.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of evolution as far as, like, you know, strategies from certain people.
Yeah.
I don't have a tie on, but yet you talk to me like I'm, you know, some scumbag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't get down with that.
You do it. You do it. You do it. You can't. You cannot do it. You cannot do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you ding on that. I agree with it.
Pardon. Man, was there like a particular situation that happened with
getting up this morning?
No. I know it was like, I know it was something separate here that happened.
I love the candid of the answer. That was beautiful.
It's just like, you know, it once you get here and everything is fun, but then like it's just like, you know, the rest of the, oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's monotonous for sure.
Well, it's not though. It's not. I would appreciate the monotony a little bit more.
Would you?
Than the clunky, clunky, clunky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to react.
Trying to get that unemployment.
Well, hell, everybody else did.
Does seem odd sometimes the way things are pointed out that probably shouldn't be pointed out. That,
yeah.
Like, really? This is an email?
That was that was the thing that got me during COVID is that people were making, like, the people who lost their jobs, it was sad they lost their jobs, but then the unemployment, all the extra stuff on top of it, but people who lost their jobs were making a lot more money than we were to come to work, man.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If they had kids anyway, they'd make a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. What else is going on? Anything fun happen overnight? I ain't looked at the news.
I don't know. I went to bed early. Because I had to get up early.
Hey, I know.
I went to bed early.
I know. I can't do the middle of the day naps.
Yeah, man, I can't either anymore. I used to be able to nap. Now, if I try, I can't do it.
Yeah, suck.
Yeah, I can't go to sleep during the day. But come about 7:30 p.m., oh, I'm ready.
that's early. But.
But if you had to work a regular job, first off, the thought of that.
Oh.
But if you did, and you had to get up at 9, or be at work at 9, What time would you go to bed?
Well, if I get here at 5:30, I'd probably go to bed about 4 hours later, probably about 11:30.
God, you could. That probably seems early for that schedule.
Yeah, but it'd be about the same as going to bed at 7:30 and coming here. Staying up to 11:30 and going there. Be about the same.
Like you got same to time get. Wise. You have to get the enough sleep. Uh-huh. Otherwise, the day is shot.
Yeah.
But then you go into bed like you're 90 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I remind myself of my dad at this point because last night was before 8:00. I was asleep. I'm pretty sure of it. Yeah, but my dad used to go to bed at like 8 p.m. And that's weird during like when it's June.
Yeah.
Because it's light out till 9:00. And you go into bed, yeah. And the sun's still shining through the window.
It was easy yesterday because it got dark at like 3:00, it seemed.
Yeah, it was dark as hell in the house when I got home from here.
Yeah, all the clouds and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You just wonder how the other half lives, like waking up, having breakfast with your kid and taking your kid to school. Like,
I don't think those that really exists really with anybody.
Only on episodes of Family Matters, man.
Making breakfast.
Get up and cook breakfast.
Watching your kid eat and driving them to school. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Surely that happens.
Just driving them to school.
Yeah. I don't know what that's like.
Mm-mm. I never did. Mm-mm. Picked them up.
Yeah. Yeah, you miss out on a lot of we've never had the typical morning routine. Like people who go and get a cup of coffee on the way to work. Mm. I mean, the places that sell cups of coffee on the way to work ain't open when we come to work.
No.
So we've never enjoyed that experience. Not that you drink coffee, but it's just one of the things a lot of people do that it ain't available to us when we do it.
It's like we work fourth shift.
Yeah, yeah. We either work zero
shift.
Or three
and a half shift.
It's either zero shift or fourth shift. I ain't sure which.
One of the shifts.
I forgot what a morning traffic jam's like.
Oh, no.
I'm thankful for that.
That's not pleasant.
Yep.
I can't stand when I see that on TV. The people on 85.
Just sitting and, yeah, man.
Still, that one place.
I don't miss that part.
When you get you're going down 85 south, and it's getting off onto the one exit that goes 385.
Yeah,
right there off. Mm-hmm. Everybody just hits the brakes because they don't know what to do.
No,
and then it becomes such a bad. And you're like, oh my goodness, I hope that person's okay. It certainly must be a wreck. And you get up there, and it's just
the people merging off 385
on 85. We didn't know we were supposed to get off, so we had to pull over in the median, and nobody had let us over, and it caused the whole thing.
Yeah.
I know I'm being a bitch this morning. Thank you for the text. I admitted it at the beginning. And I don't know why that is not appreciated more. You know, you get some hack bag down the road. I didn't say hall. And they're doing radio, and they're like, hey. And that's annoying as hell. I mean, if you're in a good mood, yeah, it's natural.
Yeah.
If you're just sitting there, oh, what's up, everybody? I ain't the guy to do that no more. if it's in the rule book, come in and make everybody feel happy, even if you don't. Sorry. That's why I didn't stay in the ministry.
See, I think Fatboy is always the king of neutrality. He's always just neutral. That's his even keel is neutrality. He is, in every situation, typically Switzerland.
Let me tell you, everything I heard out of his mouth last week is why he's asking more questions right now.
If you've done anything for 20 years plus, I feel like at some point both sides have to align on goals. Find a way to have something to work for.
Yeah.
Work towards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I kind of don't know what that is sometimes.
There's something to do.
I mean, really.
I know.
Syndication was always a goal. I mean, we hit it. You never really thought you'd get it. You didn't really think about it all the time either, though.
No.
It seemed like it was not a thing for a while.
See, by 9:00, I'm gonna be like, oh, let's do another hour.
Yeah.
It's just
it'll shift.
It's, you know what it is? It's just getting old. It's what it is. I don't want to accept it.
It is, though, man. Like, I something I've noticed lately since, my back's been bad again. It takes longer to get up and get started in the morning. It just does. Like, there's no more getting up. It used to be when I was in my 20s, I could get up and be, like, comfortably on the way in 20 minutes. Now I need, like, an hour plus to comfortably have time to get ready and get out the door without just being in a frenzied rush at some point.
Yeah.
That takes longer. I'm getting older.
That's me. I run constantly.
I never run.
Just trying to make
it's like
it.
Her.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to. Work different hustles, you know, to keep everything going.
That's becoming the American way, unfortunately.
Yeah. Seems like it.
See, I like mine, though. I mean, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do. Otherwise.
Yeah.
I enjoy my side hustle. I don't do it a whole lot. I want to enjoy it, but when I do it, there tends to be problems with it.
Jeez.
Because it involves dealing with people. It ain't nothing worse than having to deal with damn people.
Yeah, it's just...
I can imagine that would be kind of difficult.
If they give robot credit cards and stuff, I think I'll hang out with them more. Because they can, like, go out to dinner and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You can trust them to be authentic with you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, unless they're programmed to lie.
They don't have a conscience.
No, they don't. Consciousness is our entire downfall.
Yeah.
Like, every other thing is just being, and meanwhile, we're over here with the plague of thinking.
That's what they teach you in business. Don't care. Don't care.
Yeah, that's true. Animals, like, look at animals. Every animal on Earth is just being. They're right now, right here, present, all the time. We're over here just, it's a burden to think.
They don't have college for their little rabbit babies to worry about.
No.
They don't have to worry about. Now, what they're probably, we can't hear what they're saying.
They do have school for fishes, though.
I have been whispering with some deer, and they've been telling me, quit taking our land.
Yeah.
Quit building these ugly-ass apartments.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These ugly-ass siding apartments.
There are three of them run across the highway in front of me this morning. Well, their house got bulldozed yesterday, I imagine.
God bless. I know, man. Like, I've seen so many dead deer on the side of the roads now.
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask where, because it's past the point of you going to get them.
Well, hell, just go drive around. You'll find some. Drive around upstate. You'll find some.
Any major highway.
You know where they're building that new subdivision? In that area.
Split right in half down the middle.
Oh, yeah, man.
Our land.
Like, they got blown apart.
Just think about that. They're not just being. They're sitting there. They're nomads now.
Yeah.
They're nomadic people or animals.
Nomadic animals, yeah.
There's like a flock of seagulls.
Yeah. It's not a good band, but a band.
Yeah, cool hair.
Yeah.
I could never wing it. I tried to have that hair in middle school, skateboard hair.
Yeah.
You part it on one side and do the flip.
Yeah.
My dad called me all kind of words.
The flock of seagulls guy, I picture him with like he used one giant roller in the front. He used a football as a hair roller.
I'm smiling now. They will attest to that. It just got to come out and just vent it out.
Sometimes you got to.
Plus, you know, if somebody says, how you doing? If you find out weeks later they were not doing good, you would have been like, well, shoot, I should have asked them again. It is just I don't know. It's everything. It's probably like, well, I'm just going to use an awful example.
Yeah.
But I won't.
There's so much to expand upon.
Yeah.
Even when it comes to meeting people in general.
Yeah.
I feel like you reach, like, everybody for the room. You reach a certain age where it's either too hard or not worth it to make an effort to make friends or meet new people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, without question. Without question. But see, that's the weird oddities that go on in my mind. I was thinking of, like, my closest friends now started out as listeners of this show.
Yeah.
I went through that where you're like, where do people go? They come and go.
Yeah.
And it almost seems like, okay, I value this maybe more than you did.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it as like it all evolves around the show.
It does. Especially it's been such a, like, for me, it's literally been over half my life.
Yeah.
And for you, it's been a big chunk as well.
Yeah.
For all of us, it's been a big chunk of our lives. And a lot of it shapes your life when it's a big chunk of your life like that.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, that's everything, right? Like you. My daddy told me, play high school football. You'll have friends for life.
Shoot. Yeah. That's how it used to be.
At least for 4 years you did.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever needed to make a backup to your squad.
Yeah.
You can't remember somebody's name. I couldn't remember
a number
guy's
73.
Last name.
Get over here.
Guy I went to school with. I couldn't remember his last name for the life of me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is his damn name?
What was it? Smith?
No, it was Parker.
Parker.
I had to ask somebody else. Hey, what's his name?
Damn it.
Man, it's somebody. I'll share a text with you real quick, Matt, man. Thank you for being transparent. I've done pro audio for 14 years and love my job. Worked my ass off at work through COVID and hasn't stopped. I would giggle if they fired me today. It's somebody.
Identified, sort of. He's probably saying it like a giggle, like, you know what? Bring on the adventure. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the absurdity of it. Like, wow, that's how it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I won't be doing that. I mean, I can tell you. I will have fun today. I know we'll have fun today. We got Nine's Best Damn Audio.
Yeah, we do, man. I got some fun stuff coming in Best Damn Audio. We're going to find out if you got an old person name, potentially. I think I might.
Really?
I don't think young people are getting named. I don't think babies are getting named my name anymore.
Not the full name, maybe.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, it's like if your nickname without the, excuse me.
Pardon?
The full part. Like, my dad wasn't Philip. He was Phil.
Yeah.
It wasn't on his birth certificate. He's Philip.
Yeah.
So there's probably Jimmys running around, but not a lot of Jameses.
I don't think there's young Jimmys. I don't know.
You ain't looking the right places.
I don't know. Fatboy, you seen any young Jimmys?
No, not young ones. I will say, though, it may sound crass, but I've never met any black people with my name. And my name
Fat
has
boy?
Different variations of spellings. Like four different ones I can think of right now.
Yeah, it does. Including my least favorite is the way Jeremy Burnett spells it.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. Yeah.
I thought you meant like Jeremiah.
Oh.
Or no, Jeremy Gonzalez is with an I instead of a Y.
And you know, Burnett's is Jerome.
Yes, Jerome Burnett.
Jerome Burnett. Yeah.
I went to school with a kid who spelled his O-M-Y.
God, you know what I realized? We're supposed to be off the air right now.
Yeah, we are.
Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Well, this actor says her OnlyFans page saved her life. Tell you who this is next. All about it in your Rise Guys headline.
She got the tickets to Billy Strings.
Oh,
it's
she did.
That lady, I bet. She's like Billy Strings heard.
We didn't know if she wanted it. It was her husband offering her OnlyFans. She might not even want to go.
They lost a lot of weight, I heard.
Billy Strings?
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll do that next. Morning, everybody.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Guys, morning show
with Batman, Nine, Paige,
Fatboy. He wants
rules. Rise, guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and we begin with a story about this actor who says OnlyFans saved her life. And the answer is Drea De Mateo. She almost lost everything because she refused to get the COVID vaccine, she says. Oh. At one point, she had $10 in the bank and was on the verge of losing her home.
What did COVID do?
Well, if you don't, I mean, back in the day, you had to get the shot. She didn't want to get the shot. And you don't work. You stay home, especially if you're an actor. I mean, you had to have the card.
She seems to be the only one that happened to. Maybe she just went getting work. This is the blame.
No.
$10? Like, I thought she was staying pretty busy. She did that cop show with Ray Liotta. That went for a few seasons. And if you're on, like, a network show, that's got to pay, what, 10, 15 grand
especially
a week?
Sopranos. Like, she just didn't do her money good, I don't guess.
It's got to pay enough to
blaming COVID.
Handsomely.
Well, she says, quote, "It saved us. OnlyFans saved my life 100%. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it really did save us."
Like, it's different with a ball player when Kyrie said, I'm not getting the shot and I'm not going to play. They're like, oh, he's going to miss like $25 million, but he already had like close to 100 anyway. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he didn't care.
She ain't have a nut she could live off of.
So how lucrative was it for her? I don't have like the whole amount, but she says just 5 minutes after she posted her first risque photos, Drea had dug herself out of a financial hole. And she's not sorry about it.
Well, after the Sopranos.
How much does it cost to watch her dig out of that hole?
How big is the shovel? After the Sopranos went away, I mean, after 2009, she didn't do a movie again for like 4 years.
Damn.
So imagine that it changes your lifestyle significantly when the work kind of dries up like that.
So maybe like find another line of work. Like, don't just say I'm an actress, actor only.
Yeah.
I'll go do other things.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody like that. That had a particular style of job and then lost it. And then they think they're too big to go into the workforce. Too good.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about. Mm-hmm.
Scumbag.
Well, people like that. She's 52 now. And at the time when all this happened, she was almost in foreclosure and her house had flooded. And she was trying to sell the house quickly and... So luckily for her, she decided to do this. And she adds, anybody that wants to condemn me and put me down, go for it. I just hope you never find yourself in the position I was in and to take care of two little kids.
I wouldn't be able to, though. See, that's what the thing is. I'm mad because I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I'd sit at home all day, rifle them off, naked.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty cheap, too. It's a good deal on here. As far as that goes, $750 for a whole month.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You know, some girls, like, your local girls probably start at like 15, 20.
Man, it's like, I've never thought about it quite like this, but it's got to be tough because she had the Sopranos and then she had Joey for a couple seasons. And then she was on the one season of Desperate Housewives, and then she was on Sons of Anarchy as in the main cast. So she was making money.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you ain't making near as much. That's got to be.
Like, was there any addiction issues or anything going on?
I don't mean drugs. So. I think it's just kind of, you know, stars come and go to some extent like that. But she was making money, and this is like when she's in her 30s, and it just drops. Mm. That's got to be difficult.
Yeah.
And then you have the mortgages and everything to pay for in your home, and she says she has a 16-year-old daughter, Alabama Gypsy Rose, and a 12-year-old son, Waylon, who she shares with birth.
Shooter.
Yeah, Shooter, her ex, Shooter Jennings.
Like,
Shooter ain't paying her. Uh-huh. Right. She must not have divorced well.
Mandy Rose said she sold some videos to like one certain guy who paid her like thousands and thousands, but wasn't she making millions already?
Did she used to work for that certain guy that she sent the videos
to? I don't think so.
It wasn't me, damn it.
Oh, boy.
I'm tired of my name being thrown through the mud. And tried to.
That was my John Laurinaitis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
My John Laurinaitis sounds like John Force. I confuse people like Jethro.
Well, did you know that 75% of us have skipped an event just to avoid dealing with parking?
Oh, yeah.
It seems to be such a big headache. You know, and I thought moving from a big city to here, I wouldn't have to face that, but it's just about the same going downtown.
There's a lot more stuff now and less parking.
Mm-hmm.
Buford is huge.
It is.
Well, 75% of us have skipped a social event because we knew parking would be a hassle. And most agree city centers tend to be the hardest place to find a spot. And 88% try to avoid paying for parking. Like events, it's very expensive if you're paying.
See, I won't pay for parking, but I also won't park far away, so I just don't go.
It's the easiest thing to do. I remember what it was I saw now about Mandy Rose.
Hmm.
She said one guy spent $55,000
Wow.
on her site.
Nice.
Just one dude.
Jesus.
Did you look at your bank statement and figure that out?
I will never make that much money in my life.
Oh, go, please.
I mean,
don't
I'm serious.
Don't make it that bad. Good Lord, don't make it sound
I ain't
like
lying
that
to you. Look, I'm not even looking to the left or the right. I looked straight ahead when I said that one.
Straight in eyeballs.
A ton of money.
Well, on average, we'll drive around about 10 minutes looking for an open spot that's free. And 57% of us have also used public transportation or Uber to avoid dealing with parking, and that's really common in a big city.
That's the way to go to an event.
Yeah, take the train.
I don't even drive at those times, so I'm not plugging myself. But it really is the way to show up to an event so you don't have to deal with parking and walking around and all the traffic and stuff.
Especially like a concert, because in California, you can just take the BART to Oakland Coliseum and it gets off right there. You don't have to walk that far.
I don't think the MARTA goes all the way to Mercedes-Benz Stadium or the venues.
It lets out right near Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
And the Phillips Arena or whatever the hell it's called now. But it doesn't take you up near where SunTrust, I don't believe.
So now you got to trust that walk. Like, oh, please don't stab me.
Yeah. That's how it is. I mean, I don't know. It seems like it's easy to public transportation, like right across from the arena in Charlotte. It's a giant bus station.
Yeah. Where all the homeless people hang out.
Yeah. And even if you drive, you got to walk through it either way.
Yep.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Old
Lynx. They got Burger King there.
If you drive and park or if you take the bus, you still got to walk through the entire giant bus station.
That's why
people ask you for money.
I walk with my pockets hanging out when I walk through there. Just so they, you know, and I'm like, and I don't have debit either. I know you guys know to ask for that because you can take debit cards.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm going to trust you. I'll give you my debit card.
Yeah. Seriously.
You don't say you ever kissed a rabbit between the ears when you got your pockets out?
Oh.
That's why you get in a group of people and hide in them because they'll hang out because all the players stay up the road there at the Ritz-Carlton.
Mm-hmm.
They'll hang out there and they'll come all the way down.
Yeah, because that little bar is right below there that Mick Jagger went to.
Yeah.
That nobody even recognized him at.
Yep.
All right.
This old woman over here at the bar.
This is the guy doing the rooster. What's up with that?
Got over here tweaking.
Get out of here, you old lesbian looking man.
Little strutter you
are. Go back to the bus depot.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have public transportation around here, because if we did, it'd be a lot harder to find reasons to not go to stuff.
Downtown, they have those buses that go up and down.
They do. There's a little bit down there. But you know, it's not really accessible or widespread or functional for any reason. You really got to go out of your way to use public transportation in this area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can rent a bike. I want to say Anderson's got those things, those scooters that just leave on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You can rent those.
And part of the reason why I think Nashville doesn't anymore.
Man, I was watching a video.
I crashed two of them.
Of a guy in Japan yesterday. They do a thing over there called car share.
Zymus.
You just go to a parking lot and use an app to unlock the car, and you get in and you drive it. The gas is included, and it costs a little less than $2. It costs about $5 an hour.
I thought they were going to try to do that here.
I don't know, but over there, the gas is included. It costs $5 an hour, so you could drive from, like, here to Charleston for, like, $20, gas included.
You'd have to drive through the water?
That's a pretty good idea.
Oh, you said here to Charleston.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Phew, wee, man. I didn't realize, I was just noticing this about Texas. I didn't realize that.
What about it?
Like, the fires.
Oh, yeah.
Wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. Fifth largest in state history.
Yep. I thought you were talking about the quote. I announce I'm going to the border. He says he's going to go to the border now, too.
Maybe it's like one of those fires they stirred on purpose to keep people from coming to the... That's like the wall ain't working. We'll just put a line of fire down it.
You know how that's going to work? They get third-degree burns. We'd have to send them to Augusta.
Oh, that's true. God, like Dr. James Andrews would be like, I can't fix them all. All right. Fatboy, what is up in sports?
Neil is the way to go now. Guys want Neil money. We got the one-of-a-kind Neil sponsorship deal. Wait till you hear what this kid got. And he's a Heisman hopeful, too. First of his kind. First sponsorship deal. I don't know if anybody else can get one of these.
Okay.
It's kind of, I don't know how he can use it. It seems like a waste. But nonetheless, he got a sponsorship.
Alcohol.
No.
Cigarettes.
Uh-oh.
Dip.
Uh-oh.
Fighter jet.
It's not food or drink related.
Green Bay Packer butt plugs.
That was great. Open your mouth.
Go back, go. All right, we'll find out the true answer, though, next in your Rise Guys Sports. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck, but...
Nine.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
Well, this Neil Deal sponsorship is a one-of-a-kind. Jackson Darts, quarterback for Ole Miss.
Hotty Toddy.
Which, by the way, their softball team, I live in Clemson, they were in town a few days ago. Very nice bus. These athletes travel in style. That is a nice rep.
So the other day I saw Bob Jones University, local religious school.
Mm-hmm.
They have athletics as well.
Yes. Yep.
And their buses were pulling into the Hyatt Regency downtown Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like.
Do you know where they play baseball?
No, I don't know. I know where they play soccer only because they used to go to those events.
They're at the old G Braves Stadium.
Oh, okay.
They got all their logos, and it looks nice out there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Now, you'll still smell
unless the wind's blowing.
I know. You're going to smell some doogie. But you're going to go to a nice looking stadium.
But were they here? I guess there maybe it was the thing at the well or something. But anyway, like, why stay at a hotel if your college is like 10 minutes away?
I don't know.
I don't know why the football teams still do that. The home teams will even go out and stay somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe just to have the team togetherness.
Yeah, yes.
Away from all distractions.
The camaraderie, the culture.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Calling girls to the hotel.
Yeah, man. I did an Uber ride over there one day, and I picked up a young lady on campus. She took her to a grocery store. She's wearing pants. She's wearing breeches.
For how long?
The whole time. Times are changing, what I'm saying. Wow. They used to have those ankle-length skirts all the time back in the 90s. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But now it's like, you know, pants and whatever. It's cool.
They like those leggings now, man, with the pockets up on them.
Yeah.
Some of them web-looking one. It looks like it hugs the butt cheeks.
She also talked to me about secular music.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
You playing too much wild stuff in your car.
No, she was going to buy a Taylor Swift-themed birthday cake for a friend.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Nope.
At a local grocery store? I'd love to see how that turned out.
Supermarket.
Hey, watch out. You're going to get a talking to.
I feel like I'm already getting it. Old Tanya Swift, it says. So Jackson Dart signed a sponsorship deal with a private air charter company. He can use this for, well, he gets flight hours. I don't know how many flight hours he gets, but he can use it for training and philanthropy, it says. Like, wow. Just say you can use it for whatever.
Philanthropy.
So what do you do if you're him? Do you get some teammates on there and say, hey, let's go somewhere?
You can use it for training. That's like what I used to sell my parents on getting a computer when I was a kid. Yeah, you can use encyclopedias. It'd be great for school.
You felt bad for the college kids schlepping them around town. Well, I'll buy them from you just so you ain't got to carry anymore.
Uh-huh.
You're worse than the Kirby guy going door to door with the same vacuum. So, yeah, private jet, man. This also is it's not as cool as when Iowa State had the football players that had an endorsement deal with Iowa Pork Producers. Their last names, there were four players. Last names were Purchase, Moore, Hammond, Bacon. That is their legit last name.
Oh, that's great.
That is good.
So they put them all together.
Purchase, Moore, Hammond, Bacon. That's beautiful.
I guess they had to do it for the deal.
Mm-hmm.
If one drops out, you can't do it. Now, what if Bacon drops out? Purchase, Moore, and Hammond are like, we're in here. We got a teammate called Doug Ass. Let's get Doug Ass in here on the Neil deal.
Purchase, Moore, Hammond Ass?
just so we can make it work. Have you heard the latest baseball controversy? MLB? This is a big deal.
There's too many of them. I still don't know what happened with Wander Franco. That just kind of came and went.
Yeah, I don't know his status.
Last thing I saw was something about see-through bridges.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, I didn't know.
But the Wander Franco thing.
I don't know nothing about it.
I don't know if he's still in jail or if he got out somehow. I don't think the Rays have said if they're going to keep him. He's really good. So I think if I ran the Rays, I'd be like, we're going to let you play because this happened somewhere else.
That's weird.
What's the deal with see-through pants, though? I really don't know. I just saw something about it.
Well, they don't like it because you can see through it. You can see their balls and stuff when they play.
Are they going to get new ones?
No, because they signed a deal with Fanatics. Oh, and Lord. I can tell you my experience with Fanatics.
They suck.
Yeah, it's garbage.
It's not good quality.
It's junk.
Asian-made, bottom-of-the-barrel fabrics, crap. They don't stretch.
This is going to be like when George Costanza had the Yankees wearing cotton.
Just awful. If
for some reason, they make a killing, and their owner or former owner could buy multiple sports teams.
It's called a monopoly. I mean, that's what it is.
That's what grocery stores are trying to do now. That's why they all want to merge. So you can't go anywhere and get a competitive price. I hope that merger does get squashed.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Kroger and somebody else. I forgot who
Albertsons.
It was. Yeah, that's who it was. They're two of the top 10 grocers in the country. They want to merge. Uh-uh. As Macho Man would say, uh-uh.
But maybe there'll be better pricing if they can
that's what they
together
say.
And buy. Well, it could be true.
But the government's like, no, you're going to screw people and you're going to raise the price.
But see, people ultimately think that. But like the Bezos thing, while it does suck, the way what it does to smaller companies and local companies and stuff, it's very competitively priced.
Yeah, it is.
Very well.
Uh-huh.
And if they can do that, they're still getting, it's the Sam Walton way.
Yeah.
Mark it up just a little bit. Marzuka uses it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mark it up a little bit. You're going to sell a bunch of them.
High volume, low profit.
I read the grocery industry as a whole in the past 2 years, it went up 26% across the board.
Yeah.
Sure. But they'll blame it on inflation, but that's just really them jacking up prices.
They're also making more money than ever before.
Yep.
I mean.
But they are, go ask their employees if they're making 26% more on their prices, what their raise adjustments were.
Yeah.
I can only speak to one I've talked to who said none, and he works a lot.
Right. Yeah.
And they're shorthanded.
See, that's where the bull S ends.
Yep.
It does.
Staff.
We're out of here.
They're the less staff, fewer hours, more money. Yeah.
Yeah, cutting the hours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, buddy, why don't you cut the prices? So I ain't paying $3 for hamburger buns.
They go up on everything. They don't go up on salaries, and then they wonder why people struggle or have hot times.
Hot times, that, yeah.
That's why. That's the second time I've seen it in my life, major inflation.
Yeah.
I wish Nine had his Bob in here we could just beat up on. Or an intern.
I'm bringing in.
I mean, legit, like, just we could just punch the hell out of him.
I'm bringing him in.
I want to fight somebody now. I'm riled up.
Because of
Inflation.
Well, the whole past hour.
Oh, the whole past hour.
The whole hour.
Monologue.
Ready to go.
I'm riled.
Well, I got a couple of nice texts from people saying, hey, man, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Big Brown texted me and asked me if I was okay.
Yeah.
He's good about that.
He's a caring, kind individual.
He is.
Sweet man.
All right. We'll take a break, come back. We can do some phone calls. We can do whatever you'd like. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
The Rise Guys, Madman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.